Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk Fredericksburg Christmas Parade this morning. It hardly seems like we're ready to do that. And we're going to talk about safety and all kinds of things, too, with city police. And we'll get into all that as we go along this morning. Jane Shellhorst, one of our guests here this morning, the director for Fredericksburg Parks, Recreation and Events. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Can't believe we're talking about the parade. I thought we just did that last week.
It's amazing how time flies. And, you know, since it's December 1st, it comes up on us very quickly.
Yep. And with Thanksgiving a little bit earlier this year, it's going to be here. So I'm glad we're getting a jump on things and a lot to talk about with the parade. But before we do that, I wanted to talk to you for a couple minutes about the Memorial Urban Trail Ride that was this past weekend. You have more than a passing interest in that, Parks and Rec involved, but for you, it has to be. It was a great day.
It was great. We had 56 people that did the Urban Trail Ride this year. That was named after my husband Jim. So it is the James Shellhorst Memorial Urban Trail Ride, and we went all through downtown, up along Washington Avenue, and through Caroline Street, which it's so funny to watch everybody come out of the shops and stuff. It's great. People just ooh and awe over our town. And then we stop at the Rising Sun Tavern and get a hot cider. And they gave us this year a little lecture about the horse measuring stick that they have there that was really interesting to the riders. But it really is neat. And I had there were even eight mounted police officers that rode with us too in Jimmy's honor. So
yeah,
it was a super day, and the weather was perfect.
No, it was. It's a great event, and it usually is what a couple. It's that same weekend every year.
Yes, we and that was sort of at a request from merchants that when we started this a long time ago that they thought it was wonderful to do it at the same time with the downtown open house. So that's great. You know, this city is all decorated for Christmas, and then to have these horses ride through, it's just really, it's something to see.
It's a fun event, and next year, if anybody who's around on that weekend, it's worth going downtown or going to look at the routes is always posted on the Parks and Rec Facebook page, which you should like to follow things, because there are a lot of things going on in the city that we're gonna talk about. It's one thing to say this is a busy time of year for you. You're always busy.
We're busy. We are busy. We have got a lot of stuff going on. We even last Saturday, we also even had our Paws and Whiskers Bazaar. And then on Sunday, we ended up adding a wonderful new event, the Veterans Day Procession, where we had over 100 veterans that marched from Memorial Park up Washington Avenue and over to the monument, the War Memorial, before that ceremony. So that was another thing we did. So, and that was just this one weekend, and now we're getting ready for the holiday season, which has all kinds of things going on.
It's busy, busy, busy. Also here this morning from City Police, we're gonna get into just some safety things. Captain Brian Layton here. We'll talk throughout the show some of this safety stuff, Captain Layton. But boy, this is the time of year we talk about it over and over and over about be careful when you're out shopping and. But every year we have the have the kind of careless events or something happens and unfortunately some kind of situation comes up in a police report.
Yes, sir. Ted, thank you for having us again. So, yeah, this is the time of year when police reports sometimes start to spike. They go up. Crime stats do. And it's really larcenies increase. And, you know, a lot of thieves are, you know, they just want to take advantage of a situation. So if a situation presents itself, like an unlocked car door that they see something inside that they want to steal. They start pulling on the car doors. Next thing you know, if you forgot to lock your car, they take all your belongings. And it really increases during the Christmas season because of all the gifts that are left in the cars. So we'll get into some of that, but I've got some good tips.
Yep, there's a lot going on, and I guess the thing that you always talk about every year is just be aware of your surroundings, but especially this time of year because people are looking for things.
Yes, sir. Situational awareness. I talk to my kids about it often, right? We all should as parents. But it's real easy for us adults. We get busy during the holiday seasons, and it's easy to forget to lock your car doors or to be, you know, to stay off your cell phone when you're walking from a car to, or excuse me, from a store to your car. Stay off your cell phones. Be aware of your surroundings. Stay in the now. Don't become a victim.
Just the other day, I was downtown, and I thought because every year you've done several times, city police have done a just be aware of your surroundings and be careful in crossing streets. And I saw a situation the other day where someone's just talking on their phone and went right across the street. And if the driver hadn't been watching, there would have been a big problem.
Yeah, we see it every day. Not just talking on the phone, but texting and walking.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you got to be aware of what's going on. And with the holiday season, I imagine all of us sitting here have noticed it. But right after Thanksgiving, traffic is going to be unbelievable in the city of Fredericksburg. I mean, it is what it is, right? Lots of folks out and about doing their holiday shopping. So we've got to be extra careful.
The other thing we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this morning, and really one of the main reasons you're all here, is the parade. Sonia Wise here from Parks and Rec. Sonia,
Hi, thanks for having me.
Everyone's laughing.
Sorry.
To see how big the parade has gotten, if you take a look at – you've got a website now that if you type in – if you go to Google and type in Fredericksburg Christmas Parade, you've got your own website.
Yes. We actually found that was the best way to help get information out about the parade because a lot of people have questions. Who's marching in the parade? Where do I park? Where does the parade route run? What time is the parade is probably our number one question, and it is at 5:30. Yes.
The fact, though, that you just have your – the website is terrific. Shows how big the Christmas parade has gotten.
It's a tremendous event. I think it's probably the most popular event in the city. It's probably our most well-attended event in downtown. It's just an event that everybody can relate with and come out and bring the family and have a great time.
And one of the key things with the Christmas parade is get there early.
Yes. Definitely want to get there early, plan to park many blocks away and walk in. That helps you find parking, but also helps you when it's time to leave. You can kind of get out of the crowd and find your car and get out. Plan for a lot of traffic. Don't think that if you normally take 20 minutes to get downtown, plan on what? I don't know, at least double that, if not much more. Mm-hmm. So plan on significant travel time. All of the restaurants downtown are open. Come down, grab a bite. Go to the parade or go to the parade and then grab a bite. So we've got plenty to keep you entertained while you're downtown.
A couple years ago, I got nailed with that and coming in. I was coming in Lafayette Boulevard, and I had to be downtown whatever the time was, and I grossly misjudged that. And so it is amazing the number of cars along Lafayette, at least if you're coming in Lafayette Boulevard way on the Christmas parade to come in into town.
Yes, that way is a significant wait, but it is actually the way that we recommend you come down if you have to come down that way. So we have a tremendous presence of our officers who are directing traffic and helping keep things running smoothly with the vehicles and the pedestrians, and we do our best to keep everything moving, but everybody needs to plan to be slower.
It's a little staggered when you leave because people do leave, but yeah, coming in.
Yes.
Make plans. We're talking about the Fredericksburg City Parade and all kinds of things around the holiday events around the city this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFV.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chubel.
City Parks, Recreation, and Events here this morning, along with City Police. We are talking about holiday events coming up. And first and foremost, December 1st, the city parade. Jane, you and I have been around for a few parades.
A few.
A few parades. The city parade, I think because it's at night and because everybody crowds into the downtown, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. But in recent years, and especially if the weather's good, it's a big parade. And I think that's what surprises people when they run into parking situations.
And for security reasons, obviously, we do have to close down completely the footprint. Also, you know, we've got to get all the cars out and all that sort of thing so people can see. And I don't think people realize that even this coming year, we have almost 600 more people walking in, that will be in the parade. Like even the size of the entries themselves, we have almost 2,000 people that are in the parade. So add 2,000 people, and even if everybody brought somebody to watch them, which if they're children and stuff, there's more. So you're talking, you know, almost 5,000 people as you get into this whole thing just before you even start with all the people coming to watch. So it is – and it's something to see.
Oh, it is. And there are certain – I mean, one of my favorite parts of the parade is when Spotsylvania County brings all the school bands, and they come as one, and they take up a lot of space – and those buses take, I mean, just the Spotsylvania parade, the bands alone are huge. But, boy, they sound good, and it's just very festive.
Well, it's going to be interesting this year, Ted, because to tell you the truth, Stafford's bring their own all-county band, too. So we're going to have a battle of the bands this year. We'll see. So Stafford's bringing an all-county band. Spotsylvania's bringing their all county band.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be interesting. Yes, and just imagine that, trying to find the parking for 50 buses as we get these kids in for just that much is part of what the logistics that our committee goes through.
But again, get there early.
Get there early.
And we can't forget to mention the James Monroe High School marching
band. They always start it, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's right, they are the start.
They always start. We have our honor guards, which we're always excited. It's a police and fire and EMS sheriff
and the sheriff.
It's a combined honor guard that really starts our parade, but then we end up having the James Monroe High School band start the whole thing with some music and get it rolling.
Sonia, were you like one of the people involved in entries this year? Because the entries filled up pretty quickly. I remember hearing from some groups that we're thinking about, and I heard somebody say, we got to decide soon because that lady, and I figured you were that lady, that lady told us, it's going to close soon.
Yeah, I'm that lady.
Yeah, I heard about you.
We, in an effort to try to make it as fair to everybody as possible, we did do due diligence in getting the word out. The registration was open. We also told everybody that would listen, we'll probably fill early, and it did. It was filled by the first week in September this year. So if you're thinking about next year, it will probably fill early again. We do have limited space because we have limited lineup areas. We also, this is for children who are waiting to see the whole parade and to see Santa at the end. So we can't have a 4 or 5 hour long parade.
Right.
This needs to be a manageable parade that all of us can get through, including our little ones, and not be frozen by the end of it. So we do try to keep it, I think it's about 2.5 hours, which is a long parade. So we do have limited space, and we did fill early. We're really excited about the lineup for this year, though.
Great. I mean, there's I don't know if it's because – and there aren't many nighttime parades.
No.
So that's really what makes this parade so spectacular. And to walk down, especially the whole route, whether you're on Caroline Street or coming back on Princess Anne, it's just a lot of fun.
If that doesn't get you in the spirit, I swear nothing will.
That's true.
Especially this year starting – because it is Saturday, December 1st. I think people have been kind of surprised, like – what do you mean? It's always the first Saturday.
Yeah.
And even when it's the first Saturday. So I think that's going to just really set the tone for the whole month of December. We've got that Downtown 31 calendar that we keep up with, trying to tell people to check in there and see the 31 things that they want to do during December. That was another Sonia brainchild. We've we've had really had fun with that, promoting all the stuff that goes on in December downtown.
I think that's when I first met you, when all that came about. That has been – is this the third year for that?
This will be the third year
for that. I thought
so. Mm-hmm. And we have I'll be publishing that list actually on the website today, I hope.
Ooh.
And the goal is, you know, what are the things that you are going to be doing for the holidays in downtown? And we are going to be publishing at least 31 things, so there's something for everybody. The parade is one of them, but we have a lot of really, really cool things happening in the city for the holidays.
Is there a movie this year?
There is not a movie.
Because I was going to say, because I think the first two, it's been great intentions, but usually the weather has, there's been something with the weather, and it's always
the unknown factor,
yeah.
Right? So we actually have moved the New Year's Eve Family Fun Night event to the fairgrounds this year, which is a first, and that is primarily due to the weather, and number two, we have more parking there. So, again, trying to, you know, fight the cold and mm-hmm. the possible precipitation, we are being proactive and moving indoors for the New Year's Eve event this year.
We'll get into that in just a second. You mentioned more parking, and as we talk about the parade, Captain Layton, one of the things with parking is there are rules, and nobody likes to have their car – I mean, you don't like to have to tow people's cars, but sometimes some of us just put police in the situation. You have no choice.
Yeah, let's get into that, Ted. So it is a large footprint, right? Like we take over Caroline Street and Princess Anne Street and everything in between from Lafayette Boulevard all the way down to Amelia Street is the footprint of this parade. So we're taking away a lot of parking spaces. And folks that are parked in those spaces after 2 p.m., 2 p.m. is the magic hour, that if you're parked there after 2 p.m., you're subject to being towed, okay? Now, we're not going to tow immediately at 2 p.m., but it will be very shortly thereafter because we have to clear out that area, make it safe for everybody that's going to be down there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we can't have any cars parked in those side streets while the parade is going. God forbid somebody were to jump in that car and try to get out of there. And on that note, all the side streets in between, if you're parked in between Caroline and Princess Anne Street, you're going to be stuck there. That's just the way it's going to be, okay? You're going to be stuck. We're not going to let you out. Now, the downtown does have a lot of public parking areas to include, especially on Sophia Street. Sophia Street at Amelia Street, there's public parking. Sophia at George. Sophia at Charlotte. We have our parking garage at Sophia and Wolf. And those will fill up reasonably quick, so if you're going to come a little later, we're really encouraging you to park over at the VRE, the large paved VRE parking area, which is at the end of Frederick Street. Best way to access that, like Sonia said earlier, is Lafayette Boulevard. Lafayette Boulevard will be open for through traffic, but it will be slow, especially when the parade starts, because a lot of the participants are on the southern side of Lafayette Boulevard, and we have to shut down Lafayette to let those folks through. But then we keep it open after that, okay? We'll let you through as gaps happen. So there's going to be a lot of on-street parking, so expect that. Be extra safe if you're coming down into that footprint driving around. Be extra safe when you're driving because you never know, your kids are jumping out of cars and running across streets. So please be careful when you're down there.
The other thing is just if you come into it and in your mind figure you're going to park somewhere in walkaways. In the last few years, I've parked over by Fairview Baptist Church, over in that area and by the Salvation Army. Sure. It's a little bit of a walk, but it does help you getting out, and you should be able to find something. Just park a little farther out and don't try to get as close as you can.
Sure. That'll help out a lot. Park where you can. Pay attention to the signs where you're parking. Some neighborhoods have some restricted parking, so be aware of that. Beware of the fire plugs. Don't park in front of the fire hydrants. Mm-hmm.
Or in front of somebody's driveway.
Yes, sir. That'll get you towed pretty quickly. Park in front of someone's driveway or in front of a fire hydrant, okay? Like you said earlier, we don't like towing people. Towing will be at the owner's expense. Signs will be up early, at least 48 hours ahead of time before the parade. So there'll be hundreds of signs posted in the downtown. Be observant if you're going to come down on Saturday morning or Saturday early afternoon. Be observant of what the times are. 2 p.m. is that magic time, okay? So we appreciate everybody paying attention.
Well, I'll just say, I mean, thank you to city police because, boy, you have just about everybody working that night and everybody's around town. And sometimes it's difficult because you have people who want to cross in areas you won't – and yet you're having to say no to sometimes to people just because.
Yes, sir. Security is a big deal in today, you know, and – thank goodness for our brothers and sisters with the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. They'll be out in full force. The Fredericksburg PD, it's all hands on deck for the Christmas parade. And then our brothers and sisters over in Stafford County, they're giving us some folks also to help out with traffic and some other issues. So there'll be a lot of uniform presence down there. In fact, you'll see at least one police officer, probably two, on every street corner, okay, yeah. Keeping folks safe.
It's a busy night. You've got city police having to say no sometimes to people. You've got that lady in Parks and Rec who's been saying no since the summer. And it's just – but it's – Jane, one of the things I like to do the day of the parade is to come downtown about 8 or 9 o'clock and you start – well, even on Friday, you start seeing the barriers over on the side.
Yeah,
to me, that's pretty exciting because it just shows you – and then also on Saturday morning, people start staking out their places by – putting chairs out all over
chairs,
the place,
blankets. It's kind of funny to see that, but people get all set up sometimes. I have seen a couch out there. People actually brought a couch down and stuck it right there to make sure they had their spot. But, yeah, you can see the town starting to get ready, the city. It's all hands on deck also for Parks, Recreation, and Events staff. We call it, the poster palooza or parking
post. Mm-hmm. Yeah, parking post-it palooza.
Posting, yeah. When we send everybody out to do the parking, no parking signs, because that's a couple days in advance.
Yep.
The whole department gears up. It's really fun. Public Works helps us too. And I'll give a shout out to Public Works because when you finish and you see that 25,000 people have come to the parade, if you ever stay a little bit late,
they do a terrific
job.
It
looks like a war zone. It is amazing. Yep. I hope people clean up a little bit better themselves, but they do leave some trash. And within an hour, Public Works has the whole downtown looking spotless. So that's a shout out to them as well.
They are. They've got that machine that's the big vacuum and things. They do a great job.
They come in and clean up the town. That's for sure.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The City Christmas Parade, our focus and events going on in December this morning. Jane Shellhorse is here. Sonia Wise is here. And Captain Brian Layton with City Police. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ready or not, it's the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade and getting ready for the holidays. Jane Shellhorse, Sonia Wise here from Parks and Rec, Captain Brian Layton here with City Police, and we are helping getting you ready. Before we get off the parade, Jane, to pull off something like this, I know you've got a number of local sponsors that step up and take care of things.
Yeah, we're excited. Huber Motor Cars is the presenting sponsor again this year. And, of course, we have B101 is always tied in there with us. Mm-hmm. They're great media sponsors for us. So
we're also really excited to have County Waste sponsoring, as well as Fredericksburg Volunteer Rescue Squad will be sponsoring this year.
Again, the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade, 5:30. On December 1st, and we'll talk about it a little bit more before we get out of here this morning. There are a number of things, and Sonia, you mentioned the 30 days, and that will be coming out soon, and be watching for that. The best way to keep up with Parks and Rec is to like the Facebook page, because you're always updating it, and there are always things going on. Last year I came to the Christmas tree lighting down at Herkamp Park. I couldn't believe how many people were there. Place was packed. For Santa.
It is. It's packed every year, and we expect it to be packed this year. We have a special surprise for this year's event. We might have a little snow.
That's all we're saying.
Okay.
You never know with us, you know, but that's going to be on Saturday, the 24th at 4, and that's a free program, so anybody can come join in that fun.
The public is invited. Just come on down again. You know, plan to park and walk. There are a lot of people, you know, are coming to Hurkamp Park, which doesn't have a designated parking lot. So you do want to plan to park, walk, and dress for the cold weather. But we will have the tree lighting. We will have Santa and a couple other little fun things.
It was really – because as I remember last year, Santa read something or he was – sitting in his chair or doing something, but I remember it was hugely popular.
Yes, and I'm not exactly sure what Santa has up his sleeve
this
year.
Oh, okay.
But
who can
expect
know?
Expect more of the same awesomeness for this year.
Well, I was last year. I remember because I was down because that particular day, JM had a playoff game at Morey Stadium, and so I walked up after the game, figuring I'd just walk up and there'd be a couple dozen people around. And it was I could not even really get near Santa.
I think we had about 800 people last year, which is a very large crowd for Hurkamp Park.
It was a cold day.
It was
a very cold day.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what you said, the 24th.
That's on Saturday, the 24th. So it kind of gets everybody in the mood and gets them ready for the while people are in town or visiting for Thanksgiving. It's a fun little thing to do. You can shop downtown and then go to the tree lighting or even stop by. At Hurkamp Park, we'll also have the big holiday cards out.
Oh, so they're back.
They're back. We have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Holiday that you can do a giant picture and use it for your own photo card if you want to.
I saw in some cases around lunchtime a number of times last year where like offices would go and send their people down to pose with
the
cards.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you want to bring a friend who can help snap the picture, but they're out from November 21st through December 26th, so they're up for the whole holiday season, and you just come on into the park and have fun with some photos.
It's a great spot to have it just because it's just so central. And what those have been around now for 3 years?
Third year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first year I remember you had them down by the river.
Right.
And I still haven't I've never told you this, Jane, but you had those you did a media event and everybody kind of posed and you had these snowballs. You hit me with a snowball.
Oh.
Intentionally.
It didn't hurt, I'm sure.
But I still am. I've held it against you all these years.
All this time. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we
actually
coming up.
We have had actually a snowball fight that we've done the last couple of years, but last year it was just so cold. Remember that?
Oh, it was right before Christmas.
Cold wave hit that was just so incredibly cold. This year we decided to move our snowball fight to January. So that'll be fun once everybody's so busy during the holidays and stuff. So we've decided to move that. So that will even be something. There's a little preview for stuff happening in the new year. But as you can see, we've got enough stuff going on between the holiday cards and the Christmas tree lighting and the parade and our family fun night. And we have a holly ball for families at the community center on December 7th where families can get dressed up and have this little it's kind of like a holiday party with a DJ and all that. So we've got so much going on that we just decided we'd move the snowball fights to January and spread out some of the fun.
I forgot about that cold snap. Sonia, you really have dealt with all kinds of weather in the couple of years you've done this.
Oh, yes. Last year we actually did have the snowball fight, and I think it was the first event that I've actually worked where I was really concerned about frostbite. It was
that cold. It really was cold.
Yeah, and that's actually why we ended up canceling the New Year's Eve event, which is a few nights later.
But it
was very, very, very cold.
Yeah.
And when we did the surveys afterward, everybody said, please move it indoors.
Move it indoors.
So that's why we moved our family fun New Year's Eve to the fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds event, the New Year's Eve, are tickets required for that or anything?
Yes. We have advanced tickets are on sale now. We will be selling tickets at the gate. We had tried to offer it for free the past few years, but we decided to charge an admission fee, move it to the fairgrounds, and we've got a variety of things for kids and
You can just plan things a little better.
Yeah. So there is an admission. The advance tickets are $5 each or $15 for family four-pack. And they are available. If you want to go to the website, they're online. We'll be selling them in our building as well.
See, this is the situation where even though it's so far out, you're thinking, I'll take care of it. It's like, well, I want to be in the Christmas parade. But that's, you know, it's still warm outside.
Yep.
Better do it because things fill up.
Yes.
These are popular events.
These are popular events. And, yes, try to plan early if you can.
City Christmas Parade, again, is December 1st, and we'll talk more with Jane Shellhorst and Sonia Wise about that. Captain Brian Layton with Fredericksburg City Police. Busy month for you guys also. We talk about just staffing the Christmas Parade, but you're also involved in a number of things. And for what? What year is this for the gun give back, where a person can voluntarily bring a gun and drop it off with the police?
Thanks, Ted. This will be the fifth annual event. Hard
fifth.
To believe.
Yeah.
This will be number five. And some pretty incredible things have happened in the 4 years leading up to this. You know, this year's Gun Give Back is going to be on Saturday, December the 8th, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Gun Give Back is held at the Fredericksburg Police Department, which is located at 2200 Cowan Boulevard, 22401. And in the last 4 years, last year alone, we collected 31 guns. And in the 4 year total, we're up to 162 unwanted firearms that have been turned in to the police department so that they can be destroyed and never be used in any crimes whatsoever in our community. So I think that's a huge win for the city of Fredericksburg.
Yeah, boy, no, it is. It's because it's all voluntary.
It is. Yeah, there's a big misconception that the government wants your guns, and that's just not the case. We don't want the guns that you want. We want your unwanted firearms so that no one can break into your home and steal that firearm from you and then use those in the commission of crimes. Those are the firearms that the Fredericksburg Police Department wants, your unwanted firearms.
Last year was the December date. The weather was really bad. And so you moved it to January, but still, I think you collected most of the guns in December, even though the roads were a little bit slick and it was a wintry day. I was there with a lot of people were dropping things off.
Yeah, for safety, we tried to cancel it last second, but I knew that folks were going to come in, even with the bad weather. So we stayed put and we collected a bunch of guns. And then we had a second event because we canceled that one, even though we stayed open. We had a second event for another 4 hours and collected some unwanted firearms there also. Like I said, 31 in total last year. So we're having it again Saturday, December the 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Any unwanted firearms that you have at your home that you want to be disposed of and have the feel with the knowing that they'll never be used in the commission of a crime if you turn them into the FPD, we'll be taking them that day.
Boy, and so many crimes are committed either from stolen or you wonder, we will never know, but you just think that this has made the city safer.
It really has. And you know what? We have to throw a shout out to Councilman Chuck Fry. He's the one that started this initiative with the city of Fredericksburg, and it's it was easy for me to jump on board with it. We all love and care for our families, and if we can get unwanted firearms off the street, that makes us all safer. And it's extra easy for me knowing that none of these firearms will be used, not only to hurt my family, but also all of our police officers in the city and our surrounding areas.
Councilman Fry is just passionate about this, and 12 months out of the year, he talks about this. And so this is a big thing for him. And he really has. He's championed this, and along with you and him are, at least with me, you're a team of coming in here and talking about this. And you both have a passion, and the police department has a passion. You've got people on Saturdays who are there the whole time, you know, doing what needs to be done to catalog everything and to take it all in.
You know, we hear story after story when folks bring in these unwanted firearms that they had this gun in their house. They've been stressing about it for years because they just didn't know what to do with it, and they just wanted it out. And they bring it to us, and they never have to worry again.
Yeah, yeah, boy, that's the thing. It's told. It's the same thing. It's like when you do the when you do the old medications or the unused things that you are the sharps. It's a place to get rid of it if you want to.
Yeah, it's the great programs for the community. We just had that, by the way, the drug give back, they call that, and what a huge success in this area, getting unwanted drugs, these opiates and
yep.
the sharps and all these terrible medications that folks don't need anymore, getting them off the street so they can't be stolen and repopulated in our communities.
The other thing is, we started the show and just talked about just some safety, that this is the time of year, unfortunately, where people can be targeted. And a lot of times it's just simply just be aware of certain things and you can avoid things.
Yeah, it's Christmas, right? It's literally Christmas for the thieves, right? So there's a few things you can do to have situational awareness. And, you know, being aware of your surroundings is key, especially when you're out shopping. So one of the things, the easiest things you can do is stay off your cell phone. Don't have it up to your ear or be texting when you're leaving stores and walking back to your car. Be aware of your surroundings. If you see that strange-looking fellow or gal in the parking lot, be wary of that. And just keep an eye on them, okay? If you're feeling uncomfortable, turn it right around and go right back into the store where people are, okay? Don't flash large amounts of cash when you're in these stores. You know, these would-be thieves, they're opportunists, right? So if they see that, they might very well try to take advantage of that. If you're carrying a purse or a bag, keep it tight to your body. Don't have it dangling, and especially don't leave it in your shopping cart. If you leave it in your shopping cart, that's just so easy to get distracted walking off shopping, and folks can slip right by and take your purse or your wallet right out of your shopping cart, okay? When you're leaving the store, pre-plan for that. So there's a couple things you can do. One is have your car keys in your hand and at the ready, and the key in your hand. The other is, if you feel more comfortable, have your cell phone and have the screen unlocked so that if you do need to call 911 or to call for any type of assistance, you're at the ready. You don't have to fumble for it in your bags or anything like that. Always, if you're shopping at night, always park in well-lit areas and try to get as close to the entrance to the stores as possible. Don't talk on your cell phone when walking to and from your vehicle. We reviewed that. Be aware of your surroundings. If you're in the parking lot after shopping and someone approaches your vehicle and like knocks on your window and like they need assistance, be very wary of that. That could be an opportunity for somebody mm-hmm. to try to take advantage of you, okay? And, you know, it only takes a few seconds for a criminal to break into your car. So when you leave your car, leave it empty. These criminals will be looking into your back seats and your front seats for a bunch of bags, your Christmas shopping. So in the trunk, if at all possible, don't leave anything in plain sight or bring something to cover up your goods with.
And even if you're covered up, that sometimes can be an indication, hey, there's probably something under that.
Yes, sir.
I saw something this last weekend that I hadn't thought of, because a lot of us with cell phones on the back, you put your credit card. You just a lot of people do that, and I noticed I was at an event and a lot of people had just set their phones down on tables, and I thought somebody can just come and pick up some of these phones and just walk off, and you've not only lost your phone, you've lost a credit card.
I'll tell you something we see a lot that goes right along with that is folks will be out at a restaurant and they'll drape their purse over their back of their seat, and it's behind them at that point in time. It's not in plain sight, and would-be thieves, they see that as an opportunity. They walk by, they pick your wallet right up out of there. Next thing you know, they've got all your credit cards, all your debit cards, all your identifications, and what a pain it is to get all that stuff replaced, right? So if you're going out and you can avoid taking a purse with you, please do that. Take your one or two credit cards or debit cards that you're actually going to use and your identification, slip them in your pocket or put them into a small wallet that you can carry in your hand and keep on your body.
And I am sure that if I get that big screen TV, and you'd be very happy for me, but you don't need to find out about it by me posting it on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, and then you know, after Christmas, when you're putting out your trash, that big 52-inch television box out there, you know, it's letting everybody know what you just got inside, right? So be careful with those types of things.
And close that garage door.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Sometimes I do the same thing. So
yeah,
gotta be careful with the garage doors.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Good stuff. And again, it's all just common sense. But it just, you know, if we're not thinking somebody's watching us, but they are, unfortunately.
Yeah, we get busy. It's easy to get distracted this time of year. So stay vigilant.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Captain Brian Layton here with City Police. Sonia Wise, Jane Shellhorse with the Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. We'll wrap this up by talking again and giving you all the details about the Christmas parade when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is almost time for the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade. We're talking about that this morning. We'll be talking about safety, too. Jane Shellhorse, Sonia Wise with Parks Rec and Events, and Captain Brian Layton here with City Police. Again, Sonia, December 1st, 5:30 is when the parade starts.
The parade starts at 5:30 sharp. Don't be late. Come early. Park. Plan to walk. Dress for cold weather. And
if you're an entry, when do you?
Oh, well, we're going over that with the entries. However, our entries are arriving roughly 3:30, 3:40, 4 o'clock. So I think traffic is going to be pretty much crazy, busy, probably right about 3 o'clock. So.
Yeah, it does. It starts, yeah. And as we said to Captain Light, and be patient, especially if you're coming in, a lot of people. But whatever way, you just find a place, but you may have to walk, and just be mindful of where you park.
Sure. There's going to be a lot of kids out, a lot of families. That's why we do this. You know, kids are unpredictable at times. Uh-huh. So when you're driving down there, I know the speed limit's 25 all through the downtown, but please be extra careful. I would suggest driving a little slower. The footprint, we start towing in the footprint at 2 p.m. That's when it's shut down. Actually, we're shutting down the roadway at 3:30 p.m., so you won't be able to travel Caroline or Princess Anne within that footprint after 3:30. Towing starts at 2.
Is there what's the theme this year of the parade? I never ask you that, Jane, or Sonia.
The songs of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have a very musical parade this year. A lot of music entries. We're very excited.
Yeah, you said
both. Dance. Yeah,
and a lot of dance.
Not me. Thank heavens. Although, I'll be on the judge's stand doing
my... I was going to ask you, so you're going to be on the judge's
I'll
stand?
I'll be on the judge's stand doing my wiggling, dancing thing that I do.
Okay, everybody, go by the judge's
stand.
Wow. Go by the judge's stand. You can watch Jane.
That's going to be ingrained in my mind now.
That's what you want to remember.
So, you said that both Stafford and Spotsylvania are bringing all county bands, which will be a great sound.
Yes, the Spotsylvania County Combined Marching Bands has always been a popular favorite, and this year Stafford is also bringing their combined marching bands. So we are going to have some really exciting band displays. We've got some really, really cool. I've talked to a few of the businesses that have entered their floats, and they're really going to be some neat, neat floats. I'm super excited about this year's event.
December 1st, 5:30, the Fredericksburg City Christmas Parade. Jane Shellhorse, Sonia Wise, Captain Brian Layton, thank you so much, and a very early
Thanks
Merry
for
Christmas.
Listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.